This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Good morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Ilona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to welcome you to our global empowerment community this morning. And today I want you to affirm that I am a divine reflection of the glory of God. In this global empowerment community, we are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. Today I want you to affirm that I prosper. Even as my soul prosper. With that being said, let's come on together all over this virtual community. Let's connect in. There was power and strength in numbers. Let's strengthen ourselves and become one unified field of consciousness today. And let's take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, I want you to drop all the way down into your heart center, all the way down into your spirit, and sit and allow your spirit to come into the ascendancy. You should start feeling your vibrational frequency starting to shift, even right now, into a higher frequency. Yes? Next healing deep breath in, and on the exhale, as we sit in this sacred moment, we become hypersensitive to the energy that's all around us and that's flowing through us, because we know the Holy Spirit's presence is activated even now. We sit in this sacred moment of divine power, and we're at a high energy frequency, and that frequency is moving and traveling and producing and causing change, causing things to come into physical manifestation for us. And we're excited about it today. We're happy, we're joyful, and we are rejoicing because of who we are. One more good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we're honored and we're so privileged today. We're so thankful for this rich inner life of the kingdom of God that is within us. We thank you for spirit. We thank you for its infinite powers. We thank you that it has unlimited potentials, endless and boundless. We are in the realm of all knowingness, and I decree and declare that today the answers come, the direction comes, the guidance comes, the confidence comes, the courage comes, as you allow your God self to emerge. You are a super being, and we are so thankful and so grateful that we are one unified field of consciousness in this virtual community, and we have strength and power and numbers. And today, we bring our hearts and our mind together, and we create all that we know is available for us in this season, and we call those things that be not as though they were, knowing that the things that are visible, they're only temporary, but the things that are not seen, they are eternal, they are forever. And we walk in our divine power now, and it is so. One more good healing deep breath in. Yes, yes, yes. Again, if you're just joining us, this is Ilona Sanders, and you're in the Global Empowerment Community, and we're so happy to be here. One announcement I want to make is that we will have transformation training on tomorrow night at 7 p.m. I want you to join us. Go right now to ilonasanders.com/UBW. UBW, all of these acronyms, right? For Unconscious Blocks webinar. We're going to have a special training tomorrow night. I want you to be a part of it because I'm so excited about what I know is unfolding for you. What's being delivered right to your doorstep is revolutionary. It is transformational, and I'm excited about it. So go and enroll so you can get all the conference details about that. It will be a video webinar training tomorrow at 7 p.m. So go to ilonasanders.com, use that /, type the initials UBW. That's for Unconscious Blocks webinar. We are getting to the heart and soul of the matter. I'm so grateful for where we've been this year. We're already in spring, and a few days we're closing out the first quarter of 2018. It has been wonderful and marvelous. Let me say this, beloved. I know that you have experienced this because I have as well. Those first 40 days that we spent coming into this year, discerning the right wind and jumping into that wind has set us up for victory this entire year and beyond. My life is not the same. Having gone through those 40 days, truly, I created some new habits, new mindsets, and now I have a new lifestyle that I am so thankful and grateful for. When we left you last week, we were talking about new horizons. We're talking about collective power and how, as super beings, being able to tap in to the supernatural power, the way that we're really going to see this power make a difference is when we understand the collectiveness, understanding that when we come together as super beings on a collective issue, on a collective concern, that we can use this power to create great change. We talk particularly in the African American community, as there are other communities as well. I don't want to just single that one out, but that is where my focus is right now. There is a lot of healing that needs to go into this community so that we will see the wholeness of God begin to manifest. We want to be those catalysts for change. We want to be those change agents that bring the change, and we'll do it when we understand the power of creating programs and structures and systems and effecting policies. This is what we have to do moving forward. So today, I want to go back and I really want to reaffirm something for you on an individual basis so that when you come together collectively with your tribe, you know how to strengthen them as well, because each and every one of you here are leaders and you are called to effect change. And so we want to land here. We talked about so much about our rich inner life, and by now, you know that that's everything. That is everything. You being able to tap into this rich inner life and knowing that your spirit man that dwells within, all power dwells there. All authority dwells there, and there is no weapon, no person, no idea, no ill wish against you that can prosper when you understand the power of your rich inner life. We established that. We went on to talk about the mysteries of the kingdom, looking at those 12 keys of supernatural power, and we just begin to scratch the surface on those. That's going to take a lot more development, right? But we scratched the surface. Today, I want to go back and look at something as it pertains to the whole idea of wealth and wealth accumulation. I want to go back and pick up that when we started talking about the supernatural key of abundance, the supernatural key of wealth. And we want to be able to tap into what my friend Derek Rydell calls seven wealth activators. In order to really start moving in this vein, the first thing that we do is understand that the real power that's governing our life is not about what's happening outside, right? We've established that. What's happening in the physical realm of appearance should be things to trigger you on a deeper level. It should be things to help you discern things on a deeper level. And it should help you when you're looking to go in as to what you know has to be the springboard for what you must manifest. So let's say it like this. You understand that your spirit man is everything. Your rich inner life has all the power, it has all the knowledge, it has all the ability. When we start thinking about abundance and wealth, and we must land here and start doing the core work that we need to do on a daily basis. See, there's some core principles, some core habits that you have to develop where you're touching these things every single day for you to start developing this new way of living. And so we're all here doing life together. So when we think about our rich inner life and we think about wealth and abundance is not outside of you, it's inside of you. One of the misnomers that we see when we look at spiritual law, even the spiritual law of attraction, we think of it with a mindset of we have to attract something to us. But really and truly, you're not attracting anything to you as much as you're allowing what's in you to emerge out of you, to be able to develop and flow and manifest outside of you. It all starts within you. So what happens, and this is why we go so long not being able to manifest, because we're still outward driven. We're still outwardly being manipulated from what's on the outside of us. And when we even think about the law of attraction, we keep thinking we have to pull something or draw something that's outside of us to us. But really, that's not true, beloved. What we're doing is allowing that which is in us to manifest, to emerge, to unfold, so that it can be seen in this physical dimension. When you understand this and you settle this and you really, really see, okay, it's not about me chasing something outside as much as it is understanding that I produce it from inside and it manifests itself outside, then you won't be running and chasing anything. But if you see something, because we get inspired, like I said, our conscious mind has a job and we can get inspiration. Really what's happening, because we're all connected, when you see something on the outside that you desire, it's just resonating with the ability and what's already calling you from within. So when you look around at people and you say, wow, I would like to do that, all that is just another wonderful being that stepped into their light and let that light shine so others can see it and be attracted to that light. And that's the same thing that you're going to do. So as you look around and you see, you know, I would love to show up like this in the world. And it's all about how you want to show up. We call it what you want to be. You can only be what you are, and that is a supernatural being. That's who you be. But when you see how you want to show up in this world and you look around at people for inspiration, and the reason why those people resonate with you is because there's a part of you that has that same kind of a code already within you. It's already encoded in your spirit. So when you see these people and you listen to their works and you follow them, it's because that's already in you and it's ministering and feeding a part of you that wants to emerge. So let's go back now as it relates to wealth, and let's start looking at the abundance factor. Let's start looking at that, because we hear about that so much. We talk about that so much, but we're still stuck trying to get something from the outside to come to us. But when you really understand that you have the ability to produce from within, that is what is going to be life-changing for all of us. And when you learn how to do this, and as you come together, first of all, understanding your supernatural ability, and you start calling and attracting others with that same supernatural ability, and you start teaching and helping your friends and your family and your colleagues and your tribe understand how to operate out of this, and know that when we come together as a collective unit and we move as one and we start changing systems and policies and creating new structures, we're going to really impact this world in a positive way. But it starts with you understanding. So when we think about abundance and we think about wealth, the first thing that we understand is that the wealth is not the money. The abundance is not the stuff. It's a representation of wealth. It's a representation of abundance. So when we think about abundance or wealth or whatever you want to call it this morning, you choose what phrase you want to lean on. Wealth is not just about money, but it includes money. We know that, right? Abundance is not just about stuff, but stuff is how we gauge abundance. And you know that we always say that you're already abundant. You know that. But when abundance is working in from a negative root, it becomes clutter, right? It becomes chaos. It becomes an unorganized array of things just all around you. So when you look and you even have clutter, you could say, I'm abundant and I can produce. So you know you have the ability to produce. But that is not the wealth, and that's not the abundance. It's just like when you look at an apple tree. The apples are the fruit or the proof of the wealth and the health of a tree. And when all the apples are gone off the tree is not broken, because that is not the source of what the tree is producing. The source of what that tree produces comes from within the tree. When you take your time and you really start looking at this, it is mind-blowing. It is phenomenal what's in us. Your entire life is a seed that can produce so many things. So many things. And we don't dry up. It's just like the little story about the goose that laid the golden eggs and how they wanted to cut open the goose to get the golden eggs. But the substance that produced that was in the goose. The golden eggs was not it. There is a substance within that produces that. So, beloved, we have the source and the substance within us to produce wealth, to produce abundance. Remember, the scripture said in Deuteronomy, it is the remember the Lord. He gives you the power to get wealth. And that scripture has a couple of meanings to it, but you have to know that the source of that is already within you. And then it shows up as money. It shows up as multiple real estate holdings. It shows up as the best company that we've seen produced in a long time. It shows up in your Fortune 100s or 500. That's how it shows up. So when you realize this as a super being, as someone who is a spirit being in this earth realm, that all of this, the ability is already in you, and what you must learn to do in this season is how to really work with that and tap in. And there are some laws, there are some spiritual laws that governs the ability to produce. And all of nature works the same way. Everything works in a cyclical cycle or a currency, a moving and a flowing type of way. So when we think about this, I want to make sure that you have this. First principle, number one, is that wealth comes from within. Abundance comes from within you. You have the ability to keep producing and producing and producing. Look around at all you have accumulated. We often talk about when you lived in a certain place for 20 years, for a couple of decades. By the time 20 years roll around, you have so much stuff when it's time to move that you don't even want to tackle the project. That lets you know you have the ability to produce and produce and produce. So what we want to do in this season is we want you tapping back into your heart and your spirit, going back inside to get that divine insight, to get that vision, to see those pictures on the inside, to slow down enough, to really listen to your heart, to hear what your heart is saying to you. Now, we often say that, you know, faith is the activator for all things supernatural, right? That we have to operate through the door of faith. But this is what I want you to hear this morning. It takes a lot of courage for you to really listen to what your heart is saying and what your heart wants to produce and then follow it. Because we're crowded by obligations, we're crowded by society norms, we're crowded by trying to run with the pack and stay relevant in our communities. All of these things crowd us in so that the real you, the real desire of your heart, the real authentic thing that you are here to manifest, we crowd it out. We crowd it out and we don't listen to it. So you know the story, the ancient story about the beggar that was on the side of the road just begging people, give me a nickel, a dime, a quarter, a dollar, you know, just begging. And he was sitting on this crate. And then a king came from a faraway country and he was begging, give me a nickel, a dime, a quarter, a dollar, you know. And the man said, well, what's in the box? And he was like, who cares what's in the box? I don't know what's in the box. Who cares about that? Just give me a nickel, a dime, a quarter. And this is how we do in our lives. We're walking around as little beggars, really, begging people to validate us, begging people to support us, begging people to tell us that we're genuine. And the king said, no, I want to know what's in the box. He said, who cares what's in the box? Give me a dollar and I'll give you the box. The king said, I don't want the box. I just want to see the box. Finally, frustrated, the beggar said, all right, give me a dollar and I'll show you what's in the box. And you know it. When he opened the box was full of jewels. Full of jewels. And then as the story goes on, you know, you fill in the blanks of how he got in that state. He got lost several years ago, but it turned out he was a prince. He was the son of the king. All of that to say this, that is the treasure that you are. You are a prince. You are a princess. You are a son of God. You have all this treasure in you that you're sitting on. Some people are not even awake. They're just like that beggar where you just never even looked inside the box to see what's in, but you're running, trying to mimic everybody, do what everybody else is doing, doing what you think is acceptable, what will bring you approval, but you did not look at the great treasure that's within your own house. We have treasure in these earthen vessels. So what is the assignment? Why are we moving this way? Why am I fighting and struggling so hard? And I mean struggling in a good way, not in a bad way, because I know that as I move, I'm making progress. Why am I moving in such a way to bring deliverance into the 21st century in a way where you can discover and release unconscious blocks instantly without fighting and beating yourself up and speaking down to yourself and thinking that you're a miserable wretch, and how to release that so that you can go on to be able to operate as a super being. So we're all here together now. So when it comes to wealth and abundance, this is what I want you to know today. The ability to produce that comes from within you, right? Now, this is how you do it. The first thing you have to do, everything goes back to being able to breathe and come to that place of rest on that exhale. That's why in 2016, we spent that whole year learning how to rest. Learning how to come into this divine realm where our spirit man will be in the ascendancy. And we had to practice the law of non-attachment. and we practice not being attached to outcomes. You really have to practice that. You have to learn how to set that intention. Know what your godly desire is. Set it in motion and then let it go. We're too invested and we're too anxious about outcomes. And when you're in that energy, you have to know you are hindering yourself. You go into what I call that reverse manifestation syndrome. You start getting the opposite of what you really want to get. We got to take a look at these programs that are running in the background of our lives, calling the shots. And it produces itself because you notice that you'll always come up short just a little bit. You know, you get the manifestation, but it's always a little short. It's always a little off. You always missing by a few points. There's a program running unconsciously that we've got to expose and release. All of us have wealth ceilings that we won't allow ourselves to go any higher or any further. That's an unconscious program running in the background, calling the shots. And we have to come to a place where we can discover those and release them. And we're going to start practicing these keys of how to instantly release these negative blocks that's always derailing you, always making you come up just a little bit short, always missing by 5 minutes, always missing by a few points. That day is over. Or if you do get the manifestation, it doesn't last long. There's an unconscious program running in the background of your mind that won't let you be satisfied or content with anything. Even if you do get it, you'll notice that instantly you're already dissatisfied. You're malcontent. You're just not content with anything. You don't know how to celebrate progress properly. All of these are these unconscious programs running in the background, calling the shots in your life. And when you look around, you just keep going around and around the same cycle. Your life is not really changing. And you're not really improving the lives of other people. We're still hitting and missing. So when we talk about these wealth activators and how to get the wealth moving, this is what I want you to understand. Is that everything is about movement, flow, and a current. That's the way all of nature is working. Everything has to go through a complete cycle. Right? Even when you think about how we breathe in, the heart rests, we breathe out. That's a complete cycle. We cannot continue to do things in a way where we're not lined up with divine laws that govern the production or the manifestation of wealth and abundance. And that's what this is all about. How do we now come into a divine alignment and operate with these laws? And we're going to look at these wealth activators that we all have, but we have to take them one by one. I would like to do a 6-week training on just really getting to a place where we're activating this. I know this for myself, and I know you know this as well. When I make the investment in myself and go into a community and connect with other like-minded people and connect with the right kind of a mentor, and I make that investment, my life always moves forward. It always increases because we all need that extra help because life will crowd out your good intentions. We're so busy. We are super busy in this day and time. It looks like there's just not enough time. There are distractions everywhere you turn. You must make the investment in yourself. That when you carve out some time, at least once a week, to be with people who are aligned with you and begin to take action steps towards your goal. And we just can't get all that on a Sunday morning. We can get the inspiration. We can get the motivation. We can get a good word. We can get a good touch. But trust me when I tell you, it's going to take you doing some daily core practices, being aligned with people who have the same kind of mind that you have. All the fighting and the warfare that goes on in some environments at 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning, sometimes there's so much warfare and so much stress and so much undercurrent that is not good and not producing that many times you leave not as well as when you went. And that's not an indictment. That's just a matter of fact that in some environments, that's what you end up with. Beyond that, you have to be proactive and know that you are here for divine reason, divine purpose. You're going to have to practice some core principles. We want to activate wealth and abundance from the inside out. And all of us, it's going to take some practice. We have to practice this, because if not, you'll get a little breakthrough. You'll run up the road a little bit and you'll fall right back down again. But what we want to become is skilled. We want to become masterful. We want to be champions at manifesting and producing, so that when your tribe connect with you and we start working collectively, you can go into a community. Use your discernment. Use your apostolic anointing and begin to bring some real change. And that is what I'm looking forward to as we move forward. All right, my time is up for today. Please go to IlonaSanders.com, UBW for Unconscious Blocks webinar. Enroll, just put your email in there and your name, and all the information will be sent to you for our webinar tomorrow night at 7 p.m. All right, beloved, have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing day. And I want to say that the phone lines are limited for this webinar, so it'd be better for you to go to your computer, click the link that's going to be sent to you, and watch the webinar from your computer. All right, have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing rest of your day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at IlonaSanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@IlonaSanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.